And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November the 8th. Cynthia Lennon was granted a divorce from John Lennon this week in 1968. In 1974, Connie Francis was sexually assaulted in a Long Island Hotel, New York motel. The Dave Clark Five performed for Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London, England in 1965. Jean Terrell was named to replace Diana Ross in the Supremes as the lead vocalist this week in 1968. Back in 57, Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock movie was released across the United States. Buddy Holly's radio show debuted this week in 1953. It was on KDAVAM in Lubbock, Texas. Brian Epstein saw the Beatles perform for the very first time this week in 1961, and it happened at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, England. And of course, Brian Epstein later became their manager. The very first issue of Rolling Stone magazine, with John Lennon on the front page, was published this week in 1967. Also this week in 67, David Crosby left the Byrds. In 1957, Jailhouse Rock and Wake Up Little Susie were the number one and number two songs respectively, on the Billboard Pop, Country, and Rhythm and Blues charts all simultaneously. Buddy Holly began his first tour this week in 1956, opening for George Jones and Hank Locklin. Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls were injured in a Marion, Arkansas car crash while touring with the Pilgrim Travelers Gospel Group. At the time, at the scene of the accident, Lou Rawls was actually pronounced dead. Fortunately, he pulled through. Sadly, the chauffeur did pass away. The Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior and became the subject of Gordon Lightfoot's song This Week in 1975. 45 years ago. Oh my goodness. Is it that long already? Maybe I didn't do the math right. Elvis Presley's last feature film, Change of Habit, opened this week in 1969. In 1958, Frank Sinatra teamed up with Eddie Hodges to film the movie A Hole in the Head. The Abbey Road Recording Studios opened in London, England this week in 1931. Dickie Goodman and Bill Buchanan went to court in New York City for the first of many lawsuits over the break-in record Flying Saucer this week in 1956. And on this week's novelty tune on Treasure Island Oldies, you'll hear Dickie Goodman and Bill Buchanan and the break-in record version of In Court. They're in court. It's amazing. The Beatles' Yellow Submarine movie debuted in the United States this week in 1968. John Lennon and Yoko Ono released their Two Virgins album in 1968. And on the album cover was a nude picture of themselves. And that's all they wrote. The Elvis Presley concert film Elvis, That's the Way It Is opened this week in 1970. The Doors performed for the last time with Jim Morrison in New Orleans this week in 1970. Hollywood's Sunset Strip riots in 1966 provided the inspiration for Buffalo Springfield for a song they wrote that became a huge hit for them, For What It's Worth. Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Knox, and Carl Perkins appeared in the movie Jamboree, which debuted in Hollywood this week in 1957. In 1960, Cozy Cole began a 20-week Goodwill tour of Africa, sponsored by the U.S. State Department. In the studio this week in 67, Harry Nilsson began recording Everybody's Talkin'. The Everly Brothers' first recording session for Columbia Records yielded no hits, and they were soon dropped from the label this week in 1955. Dee Clark recorded Your Friends in 1960. Shirley Ellis cut The Name Game this week in 1964. And the Everly Brothers were back in the studio, this time in 1961, recording Crying in the Rain, and That's Old Fashioned. Lots of birthdays this week. Mindy Ripperton, born in 1948. Bonnie Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie is 76. Michael Johnson, born in 44. Leif Garrett is 59. Ricky Lee Jones, 68. Patti Page, born in 1927. John Fogerty's brother, the late Tom Fogerty, born this week, 1941. Dave Loggins is 73. Tommy Fassenda, 81. Q Sakamoto, born this week, 1941. Donna Fargo is 75. Greg Lake from Emerson Lake and Palmer, born this week, 1947. Laverne Baker, born in 29. Jim Petterick from the Ides of March and Survivor is turning 70 this week. Mac Cassoon from Mac and Katie Cassoon is 77. Paul Kausel, one of the Kausel members, is having a birthday. He's 72. Ryan Hyland is 77. Neil Young, 75. Booker T. Jones is 76. Bob Crew, born in 1930. Joe Stafford, born in 1920. Timmy Thomas is 76. Freddie Garrity from Freddie and the Dreamers, born 1940. Cornell Gunther from the Coasters, born in 1938. Stephen Bishop is 69. And the late Grace Kelly, born this week in 1929. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November the 8th. This is Michael Godin. Thank you.
Treasure Island Oldies.